Task force members say 10 preliminary recommendations will be finalized in the next several weeks. The report comes after senators wrapped up their tours of hard-hit areas last week. Following the tours, the senators held roundtables to hear from a number of local stakeholders. State Senator David Carlucci, an independent Democrat whose district includes a large part of Rockland County, is a task force member and held a roundtable in Rockland.
We went around the state, different areas that were hit hard by Hurricane Sandy, from Long Island to Staten Island to Rockland County, to make sure that we heard firsthand from elected officials, from emergency service workers, from regular people about what was important to them, what had happened, what were the problems.
He says the recommendations arise from key findings from these roundtables and act as a roadmap for how to guide recovery efforts and funding.
What was surprising to me, living through the storm and trying to service the people that needed immediate help, was just a lack of coordination from our emergency service personnel to our utility companies, to just traffic control on the streets. And that was just a miscommunication that happened that we've got to work to make sure it doesn't happen again. And just showing how a lack of electricity, a lack of gasoline, can really grind our society to a screeching halt.
In fact, Carlucci introduced legislation a few days after Sandy hit to require gas stations in New York State to have electric generators on site, ensuring they're able to weather a storm in the event a power outage occurs. There were numerous gas stations in the storm-ravaged areas that were either out of gas or could not pump gas because of power outages. Carlucci's legislation is currently being amended and does have a sponsor in the Assembly. Chris Jensen is the program coordinator for the Rockland County Office of Fire and Emergency Services. He sat in on the roundtable in Rockland County, and he says there is a need for Carlucci's legislation, along with the following.
Another option that we discussed was the importance of requiring a senior assisted living facilities, adult care facilities, to have emergency response plans and procedures, and you know, if necessary, generator power to help them to be self-sufficient during storms.
He says this situation is one example of the need for better coordination and planning ahead of another big storm.
What happened in Rockland County, we had a few adult care facilities that did not have plans and procedures, and were reaching out to us in panic mode in terms of what could they do with their consumers in terms of providing them assistance during the storm. We were able to get some of those folks into county operated shelters. However, we were a little bit dismayed that the facilities were not required, nor did they have emergency response plans and procedures to, care for their clientele.
President Barack Obama has signed a $50.5 billion emergency measure for Superstorm Sandy victims, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has proposed $21 billion for disaster-related recovery, rebuilding, and mitigation from Sandy in his 2013-2014 budget. As for how such money will be appropriated, State Senator Carlucci replies,
"Well, that's what we're working on right now, and that's why the task force, we put out the recommendations, but our work really has just begun, and it's going to be in terms of making sure that that money is appropriated in the best way, and those details will be worked out as time goes by, but that's where we're trying to get that blueprint for the whole picture of all the funding, when it is allocated from year to year, and whether it's mandated by the federal government or the state agencies. And that's what we're working on right now, those details."
Rockland's Fire and Emergency Services Program Coordinator, Chris Jensen, says money is needed to help either level or elevate homes in the Stony Point and Piermont areas, and he would like to see funding go toward beefing up infrastructure, such as at pump stations and utility locations. Carlucci says the task force will meet once a week to address the key findings in the report, such as developing certification and licensing procedures for mold remediation contractors. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.